From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Turkey says Syrian forces have been firing across the border into a refugee camp in Turkey. Grant Clark reports it's the first such attack since Turkey began providing refuge last summer to Syrians fleeing the government crackdown.
Turkish authorities say troops in Syria opened fire on protesters at a refugee camp near the southwestern town of Kilesh. A Turkish translator and two Syrian refugees were reportedly wounded in the shooting. An unnamed official told the Associated Press that Turkey had summoned the Syrian charge d'affaires to the capital Ankara to demand an end to the firing. Turkish state television said Turkish troops were reinforced in the border area following the attack. Meanwhile, rebels killed six Syrian security force members and customs officials in clashes at a nearby border crossing. A UN-backed peace plan for Syria stalled yesterday after the government backed away from a truce agreement. Grant Clark, NPR News, Beirut.
U.S. Senators John McCain and Joe Lieberman meet with Turkey's president in Turkey today. McCain has called for airstrikes in Syria to help opponents of the Syrian regime in the 13-month uprising. Activists say instead of a reduction in violence as the ceasefire deadline approaches, Syrian forces are staging new attacks on opponents. In a report out today, Human Rights Watch accuses Syrian troops of at least 100 executions over the past 4 months. Two men are expected in court this morning in connection with a shooting rampage in a black neighborhood of Tulsa, Oklahoma. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports authorities say tips to a Crime Stoppers phone number helped immensely.
The two suspects were arrested early Sunday morning. They allegedly traveled through North Tulsa, randomly picking people to shoot in the predominantly black area last Friday. Police Major Walter Evans says even he was surprised they were able to apprehend suspects so quickly.
But there are still a whole lot of unanswered questions that we have to have answered.
One suspect has been identified as white, another either white or Native American. Officials say the motive is still unclear. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Tulsa.
New research is linking obesity during pregnancy with autism in children. It does not prove obesity causes autism.
It's an early study and there's still a lot of questions about what is actually going on biologically and whether there may be other factors that are at play.
But study co-author Paula Krakowiak says the study could provide more incentive for maintaining normal weight as a majority of Americans struggle with obesity. Brazil's President Dilma Rousseff makes her first official visit to the U.S. She addresses a conference on Brazil-U.S. partnership in Washington today, hosted by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and she will meet with President Obama. U.S. stock futures are down ahead of the market open this hour. Stock prices overseas have been lower. This is NPR News. About 40,000 AT&T employees are working without a contract while labor talks continue. NPR's Jim Hawk reports their labor agreement expired over the weekend.
Candace Johnson, spokeswoman for the Communications Workers of America, says the landline workers are still being paid under the old contract.
The contract's expired, but workers are going to be staying on the job. The contracts are expired, but they'll work under the terms of the existing contract.
Negotiators for the union and AT&T are trying to hammer out differences over job protection clauses and health care premiums. 3 years ago, the parties kept talking past the contract expiration and reached agreements without a strike. AT&T is the country's largest employer of unionized workers. Jim Hawk, NPR News.
Ford Motor Company's recalling more than 140,000 2012 Focus models. Ford says a possible missing water seal in a windshield wiper motor could stop the passenger side wiper from working. Do-it-yourselfer Bubba Watson, who never took a golf lesson in his life, is the winner of the 80th Golf Masters in Augusta, Georgia. He says he's a little stunned.
I've never had a dream go this far, like I've been saying, so I can't really say it's a dream come true.
Bubba Watson beat South African Louis Oosthuizen, who was ahead most of the time, in a playoff. Oosthuizen was disappointed but sounded unfazed, having played strongly through most of the match.
You know, it's nice to have a great tournament here, and you know, you're always going to come back here, and you know, it just gives me a bit of confidence coming back.
Oosthuizen did hit a double eagle earlier in the day, and he says that Watson did brilliantly. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.